everyone, this is Craig Durr, Chief Analyst and Founder of the Collab Collective, and I'm excited to bring you another episode of Direct from the Expo, ISE 2026. Yeah. This is fantastic, huh?
Yes, it's great to be here.
Hey, I want to introduce you to a new friend of mine, a great friend of mine, Rich Bays. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Craig.
You are here to help me understand what Cisco is doing in the collaboration space, and I'm really excited to hear what you guys say. You have some great product announcements and a lot of interesting things going on here today, right?
Oh, this is probably our biggest event ever at ISE. I think we have 3 hardware launches, multiple software launches. It's a huge day here.
Well, you know, it's funny. Last time I spoke to you was actually at WebEx One. And at that point in time, you guys were announcing a new operating system for the devices, the Room OS 26,
yes.
Aligning with 2026. I love that. It was fantastic. But tell me, how's the momentum been since you that launched it?
It's been absolutely great. So actually, over the last few months, we GA'd in November, the Room OS 26. It went out there with dynamic camera mode. It's the default camera mode for all our devices. And the usage has been off the charts. Like, no one's turning it off, which means it's actually working.
Wow.
Because if it wasn't working, people would be complaining and my phone would be off the hook.
Yeah, sure. But you got a lot of AI features. You got AI Note Taker, you've got the dynamic camera mode as well too.
Yep.
It's a very powerful operating system.
It is, and it's been built over years of foundation, okay. Right? So not something that just come overnight. You know, Cinematic Meetings was 2023. We announced that to the world at Enterprise Connect.
Yeah.
And we built on that AI director framework over many years to really unlock these outcomes. And some of the devices we announced today is going to actually bring that even a step further on that journey.
I love it. That's a great segue. Let's talk about some of these new products you guys are announcing today. Here's one of the ones right up front, the Cisco RoomKit Pro G2.
Yep.
Tell me all about this one.
Yeah, so the Cisco RoomKit Pro G2 is our most powerful and flexible integrated codec in the market.
Okay.
And it allows us to really bring both that PoE for IP cameras, microphones in the environment, but also we haven't forgotten about the analog world. There's still a need to have that analog integration point, okay. And that'd be a bridge between two worlds. But we really beefed up the RoomKit Pro G1, which is the first generation, into this new generation with like 8x PoE, 10 gig Ethernet to extend even the future peripheral aspects, brand new NVIDIA architecture to unlock new AI outcomes. It is really a beast of a device, and we're excited about it unlocks.
Now, tell me, I love this NVIDIA architecture idea you talked about, because that's a lot of power. Give me some use cases or some examples how you're playing this.
Yeah, so some of the use cases, for example, is like how can we do like 4 camera cross view? Because a lot of rooms out there where like they're 20, 22 seats long,
okay.
How do you capture that and make sure you get the right angle to the environment? Or for the ultra wide rooms where you need dual quad cams because you maybe have the U-shaped table could be 10 seats wide,
right.
Where the traditional field of view of any fixed lens camera today can't capture that wide. Now we can start unlocking these spaces. And then finally, divisible rooms. It's been a crux for everyone to solve in the AV world for the last couple of years. We're looking to simplify that. So Cisco's trying to bring this really one-touch solution that you can really just plug and play and have the visible room. So this device will unlock and make life more simple for the admin, but for the end user, they should be able to walk into every space and have a consistent experience from the huddle to the auditorium town hall.
Wow, it's a lot. And then what you're doing with NVIDIA, this is a first-to-market idea with your MDEP partnership that you're doing right now right?
It's the world's first MDEP with NVIDIA technology, and also, I think, the world's first MDEP for extra-large spaces and high-impact spaces in the Android market as well.
Yeah.
So now we're really bringing that flexibility to market to allow the flexibility for Microsoft Teams rooms, which obviously is a big growth driver for us in the industry.
I love that. This is 3 powerhouses coming together, talking NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Cisco. With these solutions right now. Now, you also have another great personal solution, right? The Desk Pro G2?
Yeah, so the Desk Pro G2 is our brand new, I would say, not just personal device, but I would say like all-in-one device for the moment that matter. So all the way from the executive desk to the focus and huddle room. So it doesn't just solve that one scenario, it extends that scenario.
Right.
And some of the key aspects here is the new camera feature. So now we have a dual lens on this camera, which means we can capture ultra-wide and bring dynamic mode,
right.
But also we're ready for 3D capture, which I think is a huge thing. This new Desk Pro G2 will now work with the WebEx platform for spatial meetings.
Wow, that's a lot of great information there. And you're right, I was underselling it. The fact that it can go from the personal desktop to the huddle rooms, those focus rooms as well.
And we've been successful in that personal category for quite a while.
Right.
But I think a lot of people don't understand that this device can also scale down into those booths, into those audio privacy rooms. And that's a real big value prop because when we did Microsoft Teams rooms, there was a market pull to us saying, hey, we want the Desk Pro in a huddle space.
Right.
But we built the Desk Pro over 9 years ago. It wasn't built for that use case by design. It worked. Now the DeskPro G2 is actually built by design to solve those huddle cases.
And it's even better because this is the ultimate express install, right?
Yeah, so you can get it out of the box in a couple of seconds, plug it in, boot it up. You're in a meeting in probably less than 5 minutes. We're going to be held to that at some point in time.
Be careful with that one. That's perfect. Hey, we did a great job covering that meeting room experience. Let's talk about some of the personal devices you can bring into market. You've got a great solution you're talking about for the frontline worker, a new wireless phone.
Yes, so we have the brand new Cisco wireless phone 9821 to the market. This phone really brings the experience, you know, of how we bring agentic aspects to the frontline worker. Traditionally, we have been limited to bring, you know, the experiences of AI to the corporate use cases.
Oh, okay.
But now the frontline worker can value this, but also in a form factor they're used to. Because tactile, I wish I had a unit here to show.
Right, exactly, right.
But the tactile use case of having buttons, you know, is a use case needed in healthcare, manufacturing, you know. It's kind of like this kind of like floor we have out here. If it wasn't the show going on, this would be a frontline worker use case right here.
Right.
So how do we also bring that value of AI to those use cases as well?
That's fantastic.
And update that in line with the 900 series phones that we have. So this is a device we're super excited about, and we see a lot of high interest from verticals.
So you're talking about AI, not only for the knowledge worker, now AI for the frontline worker, frontline
exactly.
worker.
Now you can bring those, you know, ability to have the phone out and capture AI notes even on the manufacturing floor.
That's fantastic. I love that. Hey, this is a great story. This is all part of one of those themes that you live by, which is you call distance zero. But I want to ask about another audience. How would you talk to the IT administrator? What is their distance zero experience, for example?
So, great question, because some of our new features in this new product, the RoomKit Pro G2, is built for the admin.
Yeah.
That every port, even the analog ports, can be monitored and observed if something's plugged in.
Really?
So what's important to the IT admin is the ability to have control and the ability of the entire platform in the room.
Okay.
Control Hub has been that single pane of glass that we've built on for quite a while, but now we're extending it even further. So today we also announced AI agent integrations.
And oh.
AI agent integrations allows to bring all that value of Control Hub, but also bring it into other AI workflows. For example, Copilot,
really?
Amazon Quick, for enterprise workflows, or even like ChatGPT style solutions.
So this means I could be in Copilot and I can query the WebEx Control Hub information and find out more details?
Yeah, so you could, for example, say, okay, what's the last 30 days meeting room occupancy in the New York office?
Wow.
And it will give you a full break. It won't just give you the raw stats. It will actually give you full insights. So it will tell you, like, okay, for example, how many rooms are ad hoc book versus how many are ghost meetings. We don't tell you who the ghost meetings are yet. I know that the most wanted feature is, like, who's not turning up. That's something maybe you deal with your own company, but yes.
Right, right. But this is all within the AI tool of your choice, but you're empowering them, right?
Correct.
Through MCP and some other...
So it's really extending Control Hub.
Okay.
Like, and so it's not like adding on new features that don't exist in Control Hub today. It's extending that and bringing it through what we call MCP technology.
Okay.
And so this is like obviously bigger than just the collaboration devices. It's
right.
The entire WebEx platform.
Wow.
So it's bi-directional too. So some of the things maybe next week at Cisco Live Europe, we'll do some announcements there that will showcase extending this even further.
So this is Cisco's story, taking the collaboration, it's beyond that, right?
They were talking agentic ops.
Yes, it's
and
fantastic.
Really solving that for collaboration workloads, because IT admins now are having to manage way more devices at scale. We've gone from having maybe 100 rooms in an enterprise environment to 1,000 rooms.
Right.
But the IT team isn't growing. So how do they scale? Agentic ops is Cisco's way to bring that on top of leveraging the networking stack as well. So all the switching capabilities we can bring in, we can bring that as well.
That is really insightful. But the way that you are building out your ecosystem of partners is really, really powerful as well, too. I think actually you guys announced a new partnership here as well.
Yeah, so we have a lot of strategic partners, and we've been working with Samsung for many years. But now we brought Samsung to our workplace designer.
Oh.
So our workplace designer tool has been, you know, an amazing tool for customers to go design rooms, what they would look like with equipment. But every room had the display. So how do we bring that also to the market? And certified displays are very critical. A lot of our customers say that they buy displays based on Cisco certifying them for plug-and-play use.
Yes.
So now we've brought all the certified displays from Samsung into the Workspace Designer tool, which now allows us to kind of bring that experience to the forefront. But on top of that, we can also bring this to Workspace Advisor.
Oh, I love this tool. It's one of my favorite ones. It's getting close to go to beta here soon, hopefully.
Yeah, so we're about to enter beta for Workspace Advisor, and this tool allows us to obviously take the Workspace Designer UI elements and bring it into Control Hub, and now we can actually kind of visualize the room post-installation. Because, you know, the best thing, it's a little room in New York, but say your admin team's in London. how do you understand what the room is currently set up as and look as? So
right.
on combination of the NVIDIA AI, the designer UI, all those elements come together. We're now really delivering on, I believe, you know, this AI to AI promise we made at WebEx One.
I love that. And workplace designer is and advisor is one of my favorite. You go from day zero to day one deployment. Now you're talking day two use cases.
There. Exactly.
It's very 100%. Powerful as well, too. This is a lot of great stuff. So where should people go to find out some more?
Yeah, so you can go to Cisco.com or our Workplace Designer website.
Okay.
You can also visit here at the booth, here at ISE, if you're in the next couple of days.
It's just seeing some new products hands-on.
But also we have experience centers all around the world, like you know, London, Paris, New York. So reach out to your Cisco sales representative. We can book you in for a deeper experience center in a center near you.
And I love these places. I had a chance to visit a couple of them, the Paris one, the New York one. The fact that you get to see the technology in use in the Cisco
What we say is we're drinking our own champagne.
Yes,
we're putting the one Cisco story to the true fate. You can walk in there and you can see how not just collaboration, but how Cisco Spaces, networking, wireless all comes together as a unified solution in a real life workplace where Cisco employees really work.
It is a powerful solution. I appreciate that. Rich, this has been a
Great.
Fantastic update.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I can't wait to get a chance to go down there and see what you guys
you
are
doing. You better be there.
I'm going to be there. You got it. Everyone, this is Craig Derb. After I go into the Cisco booth, I want to thank you for joining us here for this Direct from the Expo edition. Hey, join us here for some more information. We'll bring you great content and update live from ISE 2026. Take care.